DW.
We try to be like Mall of Scandinavia, maybe a bit smaller, but much better. So of course we need to decorate like all of the rest.
Like any good shopping mall manager, Anna Bergström has made sure to arrange some lavish decorations for this Christmas. Large golden balls decked with silver tinsel and golden ribbons hang over the second floor of her arcade. It's just enough to give a festive feel to the florist, electronics shop and clothes stores housed in this complex in Eskilstuna, about an hour from Stockholm. But in one respect, these decorations are different. They're all made from unwanted items left at the drop-off point at the municipal dump, which shares the same building.
These aren't new. We've received them in the drop-off centre, so we are reusing everything.
Retuna, the shopping mall Bergström manages, is the first in the world to stock only second-hand goods. And it's been very successful, last year selling more than €1 million worth of recycled products. The mall has also helped rebrand this steel-producing city, which has faced decades of slow decline, as a centre for green innovation. Bergström starts off by giving me a tour of some of the shops.
We can take the florist shop if you want to. This store shows you how you can present a real store without the feeling of being, you know, something reused. She's upcycling old flower pots together with maybe an old leather jacket. And then she dresses these pots with the leather jacket. I'll show you. Come here. Here, for example, the black one is my favorite. You can see the zipper still there.
Hello, hi. Richard.
Maria.
There's something you've done recently which is quite interesting, upcycling.
Like those.
Oh, wow.
That's
what are those?
Some kind of laboratory item.
And you're using it to grow air plants. Or what are those called?
Yes, that's air plants, Tillandsias. So I think they will be really fine in that glass bubble.
During a break in the staff coffee room, I asked Bergström what sort of attention the mall has received.
During these 5 years, we've had visitors from, I think it is 220 different municipalities within Sweden, and then from about 30 different countries.
And what do you think that you and other people did when setting up the mall that made it so successful?
To make this like an upcycled business, we had to make the traditional secondhand shops and market more like, not sexy, but you know, a little bit more like fancy and fashionable for mainstream people.
There are now 11 shops and a cafe. Bergström says a well-known Swedish brand, she won't say which, is planning to open an experimental second-hand store here next year. The mall wasn't Bergström's idea. The scheme was first proposed by the local branch of Sweden's Green Party. Linus Lasko, the party's local leader, fills me in on the background.
Around 10 years ago, the Green Party made a proposal to build this green mall. A few years later, the Green Party came into the city board, and then we made an agreement with the Social Democrats to actually make this happen. But still, they didn't really want to make it happen. They saw a lot of problems. But then a good site for this green mall came up as an opportunity.
Social Democrats were against it from the start, but they're still in charge of the city government. And how do you think they view it now?
If you look at the tremendous successes have been, so I think they have very hard to be against it now. I think they are proud because it's very good for the city. We have been known worldwide for this unique green mall.
Almost everything here has been dropped off by locals at the municipal dump that adjoins the building, sorted and given to the shop owners for free. At the drop-off, there's a steady stream of cars arriving. What's your name?
Eva.
And what are you dropping off here today?
Some electronic devices and some boxes.
And what do you think of this return centre that you can leave stuff that maybe you would otherwise have thrown
in
a skip?
Very good. We go here often when we have something to give away. Example this.
That's a very nice hat.
Yes, I think they can have it back.
What have you got here?
They are shoes, yeah, for football.
Whatever the sorters deem sellable is left for the shop owners, who clean it and upcycle it and store it in the warehouse next door. Even at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday morning, there's a steady flow of customers of all sorts.
What's your name?
Peter.
And what are you here looking for?
Anything sort of that sort of catches my eye, I suppose. LP records, or a pair of jeans, or anything that I could use, really. You know.
And did you come here to dump stuff or to shop?
Not today, no. But usually we do. My wife and me, we bring stuff as well.
Bergström was hosting a TV team from Switzerland the day before I visit, and is juggling me with a TV team from Stockholm at the same time as hosting a conference of local business executives. She won the award for Sweden's Social Changemaker of the Year a few months ago, and she now plans to set herself up as a sustainability consultant, selling the Green Mall idea internationally. She says Retuna has done a lot more for the city than simply reducing waste. It's helped turn it around after years of industrial decline.
I think the mall has upcycled Eskilstuna too, in a way. I feel the difference from when I started here 5 years ago. People were not talking about the proudness about the city as much as they do today. Today they call it Älsklingstuna. In Swedish, that's like the best town and you love it.
With a copycat mall recently opened in Vasa in Finland and others planned in Norway and Switzerland, the city has clearly started something it can be proud of. Richard Orange for DW in Eskilstuna. DW.